This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has held conversation with Donald Trump and congratulated him on his spectacular victory in the US presidential election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to further strengthen India-US relations across technology, defense, energy, space, and several other sectors. Prime Minister Modi also congratulated President Trump for the performance of Republican Party in the congressional elections. According to the sources, both leaders affirm to work together for world peace. During the conversation, Mr. Trump said, "The whole world loves Mr. Modi." Terming India a magnificent country, Mr. Trump described Mr. Modi a magnificent man. Donald Trump said he considers Mr. Modi and India a true friend. He said Prime Minister Modi is one of the first world leaders he spoke to after his victory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decision on the infusion of equity of 10,700 crore rupees in the Food Corporation of India, FCI. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the infusion will enhance FCI's capacity to manage food procurement and distribution efficiently. He added that it will ensure better support for farmers and contribute to national food security. The Prime Minister also lauded the approval of the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to support the youth with quality education. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address the Anti-Terror Conference 2024 in New Delhi today. The two-day conference is being organized by the National Investigation Agency of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The key focus of the conference is on developing synergies among various stakeholders by establishing channels for coordinated action against the menace of terrorism in the spirit of the whole of the government approach and to present substantive inputs for future policy formulation. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has withdrawn the affiliation of 21 schools in Rajasthan and Delhi due to a significant number of non-attending students in classes 11 and 12. The board has also downgraded 6 schools from senior secondary to secondary level. CBSE informed that it conducted surprise inspections of 27 affiliated schools across Rajasthan and Delhi on 3rd September this year. The CBSE emphasized that such practices undermine educational integrity and are in direct contradiction with the mission of fostering quality education. Indian Railways facilitated the travel of over 120 lakh passengers on 4th November 2024, recording the highest number of passengers travelling in a single day. According to a press release issued by Western Railways, over 20 lakh reserved and 100 lakh unreserved non-suburban passengers used the rail service on Monday, marking the highest this year. Remarkably, Indian Railways has planned to run over 7,600 special trains between 1st October and 30th November, almost 73% higher than last year, in order to cater to the festive rush. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Goa today. The president will attend the Day at Sea event. The event will demonstrate the operational capabilities of the Indian Navy combatants, including a glimpse of the flying operations from the INS Vikrant. In tennis, India's Divij Sharan and his Israeli partner Daniel Kukkonen have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the HPP Open in Helsinki, Finland. Sharan and Kukkonen defeated the pair of Mathis Voschel of Czechia and Jonas Ingildis of Denmark 7-6, 7-5 in the pre-quarterfinal last night. Today is the third day of ongoing Chhath Puja festival celebrations. Devotees will offer Sandhya Arghya or evening oblations to the setting sun at different Chhath ghats located on banks of rivers. Large number of devotees will perform the ritual at water bodies, reservoir and makeshift arrangements on roof of their houses. And that is the end of this news bulletin.